intro music. Luke, can I just tell everybody how that intro music was all you and your idea?
Yeah, I do like the intro music, Lukey.
I fucking love it.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah. Well. And hello to the listeners, by the way. Sorry, we just popped in there with the intro music.
Yeah, no, we dropped an episode. We're recording this on a, what is it,
Wednesday. Hump day?
On a Wednesday. Yep. We dropped an episode yesterday.
Yep.
And all I thought about, like, the first, like, 5 minutes, I'm like, I really want to hear that intro music for a really long time.
Yeah, it was cool. You're all right. For once, you can stay.
Hey, I know, yeah, seriously. Cheers. You're fucking finally earning your keep around here.
Yeah, no worries.
What a little cutie.
Well, you know, I just thought of a song and put it in.
It worked well. I liked it.
Dude, it's fucking amazing, man. Thank you.
By the way, you're probably good at that because I feel like we should plug Luke just straight from the top of the show.
Does Luke have his own podcast?
Luke reached out and he's got his own podcast.
Oh, my God. It is, and it's fucking good, too.
It's so good, Luke. You're actually unreal. Like, everyone needs to listen to this. We'll get you to plug it in a minute. We're going to blow smoke up your ass for the next 5 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Luke's amazing.
No, he's actually, like, got the best comedic timing, got the best little voice going on. It's just really fucking good. So what's it called?
Like, you guys are so fucking sharp. All three of you guys are sharp. You guys know some deep underground, like, hip hop and rap. And I'm like, whoa,
I didn't understand
blown
a word, but
a fucking
still
way.
Masturbated to it. What? No, guys, I didn't.
Okay, Luke, plug it for us.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
Have we been catfished again?
No, no. Thank you very much, guys. I have started my own podcast. It's called Geeked Off Bars.
Yeah.
It is a hip hop podcast. We go into the weekly happenings and news of hip hop, local and global.
I love it.
If you're keen on hip hop or even if you're not, just give us a listen. And
listen
to
his little
like
voice.
It.
And he always chimes in with funny jokes and they're funnier than ours.
I know,
and it pisses me off.
I know,
I'm proud of him as well.
I know. I really am proud of you because, what is it called? I know you, or we know you, as like over there in the engineering booth and you do our sound and this and that. But however, when you're on this podcast, bro, you're like branching out. Your wings are spread wide open.
Well, he's way better than us.
Damn.
Fuck.
Thank you, guys. I'm chuffed. I'm flattered.
Oh, yeah.
Don't flatter yourself.
Yeah, that means I have to get off this podcast now because I'm flattered. So, like, fuck.
Hey, Luke, go fuck yourself, by the way. Welcome to all our fucking listeners. And yes, I cussed, absolutely.
I know, always. Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming back.
What do you got? What do you got, Mahaya? Were you going to introduce a little bit more?
We've actually got a special guest in the house. Her name's Madeline. If you want to look her up straight away so you get a feel for her vibe on the Instas,
look her up right now.
And it's MADALAINE. You got to get those AIs right. It's not IA, guys. Stop it. She's blonde. She's this gorgeous sex symbol. She's funny.
She is fucking gorgeous.
This
girl is like, if you, let's just paint our listeners the picture of who this girl is because her
that
Instagram
ass,
doesn't.
Them titties.
Oh my God. That Instagram.
So we're going to be covering things. So Mads has had a bit of work done. She's had cosmetic surgery type of thing. So we want to touch on that because I find that kind of stuff really interesting. She's a stripper. She's a topless waitress. She dances at music festivals. She's a DJ. She DJs at Revolver.
She's a fucking
Miss Collins, Porn & Co. 161. I'm not sure if she's done there, but she dances there on the reg. She loves to dress up and she also loves to dress down, if you know what I'm saying. You'll see a lot of Madeline's skin on the old Instagrams. And so we're just really excited to have her here because there's so much to cover that's great about her. So, hey, Mads.
Hey, Mads.
Hi.
That's enough out of you. Anyway,
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Yeah, we plugged you enough. Like, we introduced you enough. We introduced you way more than we have, like, any other guests.
Because I did it because I was prepared. Yeah.
You were fucking prepared.
I read a little blurb. Wait, I feel like I missed stuff. Wait, she also has appeared in the People's Magazine.
I have.
You have?
Tell us about that. So you can see me,
Nudie Rudy, People Magazine.
Oh,
tits out and
lovely.
All. I love
fucking
that.
Hey.
Show us your tits.
Thank God there's a fucking table right here. You know what I mean? Like, bam, bam, bam.
Don't do that to our guests.
Why is the table moving? We need an exorcism.
No, this girl's like blonde, blue-eyed. I mean, she's kind of my fucking type. You know what I mean? She's not 12 years old. I promise I'm not hitting on you.
I'm still in my 20s, so I still I qualify in the Jose age bracket.
Yes. You hear that, Luke?
Yeah, I heard it.
Go
you
fuck
creep.
Yourself, Luke.
Yeah, you absolutely great. I've seen it before.
Thank you so much for coming on our show. We're so excited to have you here.
Yeah, thanks
for
joining
us. I'm really
excited
to be here, yeah.
I guess by the time this episode comes out, it's probably going to be Christmas time. So sad.
Okay, can we talk about like the time frame so that everybody has an understanding of what has been going on? Because a couple of people asked me on, well, yesterday afternoon, like, yo, what happened last weekend? Like, what are you talking about?
On the last episode.
On the last episode. Yeah, and because we dropped it on this last Tuesday, we actually recorded that 3 weeks ago.
Well, we recorded the second section of it 3 weeks ago, but we recorded the first bit of it fucking 1974 because we wanted to forget it.
Dude, there's like 2 months in between episodes, and that's a long fucking time. Like, we were really consistent every 3 weeks, but we're back.
We're back, baby. Yeah. So what's everyone doing for Christmas?
Ooh. I'm just spending the day with my family. Nothing exciting.
Where are you from?
Bendigo.
Oh, with the chooks. You've got chooks.
Bendigo. Yeah, with the chookies. Yeah, go back out to Bendigo.
Yeah, Bendigo, bro.
Yeah, so I've got family coming down and stuff that I haven't seen in a little while. So just the standard Christmas lunch and stuff, and then I'm going to go come back home to Melbourne Christmas night.
Oh, just up and down in one day?
No, well, I'll stay Christmas Eve. Yeah, just okay.
So you don't miss Santa.
It's a 2-hour drive, just so I don't miss Santa.
Don't
waking
miss
up
that
with
guy.
The kitties.
Yeah.
See all the kitties opening the presents in the morning. You know, the standard. Yeah.
And Jose,
Do you have to work? Do you have to work like on
Christmas
or whatever?
I will work on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, just.
What job?
I've just got topless waitressing to do. Yeah. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
In fine form. You're going to get your titties out too.
I'm going to get my titties out too. Absolutely.
Tell me this, that you're a topless waitress as well.
Yeah. Wow. I have a solid A cup, I think.
I reckon you'd be like an 18A just because you're broad. Not because you're like.
Just like a broad.
Know.
Yeah.
Did you just call me a broad bitch right now?
Well, you know, you're not petite.
I'm not petite. That's a good thing for a boy. That's true. Yeah.
Are you going to go to Bali? You told me last week you were heading to Bali.
Oh, you know, I've been up and down with, do I go to Bali? Do I spend fucking $2,500 and drop it for 10 days at Bali? Or do I stay here and be miserable? So I picked being miserable.
I would have picked spending money.
You earn so much with your new job and all your promotions. Why not?
I know.
Don't be such a Terry Titus.
I know. The bottom line is that I do have a fucking goal, like a long-term goal, and I want to fucking hit that. And if I start spending little trips, like 2.5 here, a little 2.5 there, I have a trip to Russia in March that I am going to fucking do. This is the first time I told you.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to be gone for like a month.
What do you want to do?
When are we going to do our podcast? And who's going to swear so much in the space of 3 minutes?
I'll be a guest. Guest host, Mads. I'll be on that show. Oh my God, finally we're getting him out, Loki.
Yeah, our plans have finally come to fruition.
Yes!
He's fucking out of here.
So what are you going to do then? Because you don't really have family here, right? You've got your kiddo.
Yeah, I don't. I am just, I have them on Christmas, on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then I kind of don't have anything. And
oh, no.
I know. We haven't really spoken about this, but this is kind of the first time that I've been single, absolutely like single in over 15 years probably.
And how are you feeling about that?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit up and down about it because honestly, having somebody there on Christmas is very different and it's special. You know what I mean? Like you bond with them and you like hang out with their families.
I don't know what you mean. I've been single since I was 25.
No, but you have family though. Yeah. You have family sisters and then you go up and that sort of thing.
But you know, I was going to mention this, like as much as it's like the most happy time of the year, I also kind of wanted to put out to our listeners, like be mindful of people throughout your year in your world. Maybe like they've lost a loved one, a parent, or they've had miscarriages, or they're single and they really want someone, or they've lost their job. I don't know. Sometimes I read somewhere the other day that some mum was really concerned for a kid because they were struggling financially. Mm-hmm. And it was something about being like, please don't tell them the presents are from you, not Santa, because one kid gets all this shit and they're like, Santa must love me so much more than you. And then they're like, Mummy, why didn't Santa get me what I asked? And they're like, I can't afford it. So guys, be mindful of that kind of shit. Like, it's great if you've got everything going on for you, but also there's a lot of people that probably are really lonely and sad and stressed at this time.
Christmas is one of the hardest times of the year.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, like, it's not always happy and jolly.
Oh, my God.
Not everyone has everything that's...
Not at all.
You know,
of course.
And people wish that they had certain things other people have. Because it's one of those times of year where you see
people coming together and families and yeah. like people spending a lot of money on presents and stuff.
Yeah.
And that really hits home for yeah. a lot of people that don't have that.
Exactly.
It's really hard. And especially retail workers and people working in hospitality and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
get
fucking working.
Fucking battered, oh my God, yes. Like with people. So you just got
to. If you're going to a restaurant over this time, you fucking tip.
Yeah. Treat everybody fucking really nice. You know what I mean?
Give them a cuddle. It will mean the world to them.
Do not don't be mean to them. They're overworked.
Or even come in with like a bag of lollies for them. Like, I
just anything. Like, or paying compliments. You're doing so well. Can I help you with anything?
Just being appreciative. Tell them they're fucking beautiful. Play them a compliment. Ask them out.
Give them a blowjob in the toilet.
Suck on their titties. Everything. Fuck it. Drop them some Molly, like whatever. Like,
I'm really tired.
Boost them.
Hey, have you guys got resolutions for the new year?
You know what? I don't really believe in the whole New Year's resolution kind of thing. I think it's just more of a journey kind of thing, no matter what time of year it is. I've been saying this to myself for so long that I want to start going to the gym because I don't.
I feel like you hate the gym from what I see
from your
stories.
That's the fucking standard resolution, though.
I just hate the thought. I hate contracts. I don't like contracts.
I don't like being locked in.
And I also, it kind of intimidates me, like just going and looking like a sweaty pig and then like having men ogle me and I'm like, don't look at me. You look at me enough already.
Yes.
Not while I'm like working out and just trying to like.
I know what you said. Well, I go to a female gym and I fucking love it so much.
Holy
I love it
so much. That's what I need to do. Should come to all my... the fuck time the fuck out.
What?
You actually go to an all female gym?
Yeah.
No
way. Is it Fernwood?
No, oh, no, it's a different Fitness. One. It's tiny. And I love them all so much. Everyone knows each other. We do classes together. Like, there's probably 10 people per class.
Do they have chains or is it just yes, one?
Yes, it's a chain. It's a chain.
It used to be Contours. Then it changed to Fitness, I think. Why are you laughing
Molly
at me?
Molly is not sponsored by this gym, by the way.
I actually love it. I go 5 times a week. I'm obsessed.
No, I'm not laughing at you. But I'm just like... I was thinking earlier this week, I'm like, I don't know anybody that goes to an all-female gym.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would love to know one person because the appeal to it.
I'm the same as Mads. I'm, like, so sick of men staring at me, and I can't bear it in a gym because I look
disgusting.
I know
that some gyms have female-only sections.
Yeah.
But that would be okay,
But, like, sometimes I do a burpee and a little fart comes out.
A burpee and a fart.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. In our classes, there's this older woman and Carmel. If you're listening, Carmel, I love you. But sometimes she does a fanny fart and we all laugh and then we continue on.
That's fucking cool. That's cool as shit.
Seriously.
I am now gonna fucking meme about you.
I'm the farty party. What about you? Have you got any resolutions?
I haven't actually given much thought, but I know I remember last year I was really committed in like trying to find a fucking job that was, just that paid me what I was actually worth, and working with people that I actually love to work with. And sure enough, I accomplished that goal.
Yeah.
It was one of the goals that I had had for about 2.5 years when I first came over here.
How good.
And I accomplished it. And now that I have it, I'm like, I just want to be appreciative of what I have because it is so unbelievably amazing that I have this golden opportunity to work maybe 10 minutes away from the house. I get paid well. I love my boss. I love the girls that I work with. I love the wing. I mean, just everything about it. Just, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's
seriously.
So good.
It's so important to love what you're doing, I think. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped working in like office life and nine to fives and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so depressing.
It's the worst. Like, I saw a meme the other day that says, this is one of my things. I've got a little vision board. And it says, nothing fatigues me more than doing what I am not passionate about. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is so me. If ever I do a job where I'm just like, even now for me getting paid $30 an hour, I'm like, fuck that. Absolutely not. Like, that's
no, fuck
not
that.
Enough.
You're worth 50 minimum.
Absolutely.
Minimum.
That's not even doing the sex. Yeah.
If you were doing
a lot more hourly doing the sex.
Oh, if you were doing the sex. Oh, my God. We're talking about a fucking $150 an hour right there. Am I pricing myself out at $150 an hour?
I feel like it's $800.
Is it?
I don't know.
You need to be. I think it's in Melbourne. I think the minimum for escorting rates is like $500 an hour.
Oh, fuck. I'm so cheap. I'm going to go fucking walk the streets of St. Kilda right now.
It's too sweaty for that kind of shit. Oh, guys, it's like 40 degrees right now, and it's about 45 degrees in the booth. So.
We're suffering. Think of the escorts in the streets, guys. Yeah. It's 40 degrees in St Kilda.
Be kind to the hospo staff and be kind to the girls that you're picking up and paying for the sex.
Yeah. But can I say, like I have like a really good job and everything, and yes, absolutely, tip your escorts.
Yes.
Because they really like that. They really like absolutely. That kind of stuff. Absolutely.
Tip anyone that's doing you a service, yeah, anything. I agree. Like, I think if they're doing a really good job and you appreciate their service, tip them.
You
like,
guys are going to turn into American soon.
Only on Christmas Day or around those big days, I think, be extra happy for them.
Christmas, baby. It's fucking Christmas. Tis the season.
Isn't
it? Tis the season.
Yes.
I do want to bring up a little bit of Christmas cheer. So I think it was last Friday.
Oh, your Christmas party. I can't wait to hear this story.
Oh, my God. I can't look people in the eye anymore.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. But apparently I found out all kinds of shit about me.
Like what?
You didn't know, or you already knew, or it wasn't true.
He's gay.
Really? I think it's the exact opposite of that.
He's a fuckboy, loves girls.
No, I'm not a fuckboy either. Come on. I'm such a good dude. Are you kidding me?
Yawn. What did you find out?
No. Oh, so I emceed my work party, and it was like about 200, 250 people or so, and it was really impromptu. One of the girls that was setting up the whole thing, she goes like, oh, yeah, you're emceeing because our MC is like running late, so you have to take duties. And I'm like...
Oh, you'd be great at that.
Sure, why not? I'll be fine. Well, as soon as I did that, oh my fucking God. I got done with the little 5-minute spurt that I did, put my microphone down and went to go get something to eat. And then all of a sudden, everybody was looking at me like, who are you?
The charisma came out.
Yeah. I was like, who are you? What are you all about? Like, oh my God, I've never seen you before. Oh, I had a couple of people like pull me to them and I'm like, oh my God.
In a sexy way.
Like in a sexy way. And I'm like, oh my God. And this shit freaks me out, right? Like any physical touch, like kind of freaks me out a little bit. Yeah. Like,
really?
if I don't know you, I don't want to touch you.
I'm the same. Like, don't touch me without permission or without me, like, knowing that it's going to happen first. Unsuspecting touching. I'm like,
I'm
like, whoa, what's happening?
I malfunction. I want there to be a rule in Australia or just fucking worldwide where it's like, whenever you see someone, you just cuddle them. It's not a kiss and then a cuddle. It's not just a kiss. It's not just a cuddle. It's just a cuddle. So we don't have to go, oh, I've given you my cheek and I've done a weird kiss on the side of his
like, it's tricky. It's tricky, though.
It's
the worst. It's so embarrassing.
It's escalated.
I'm forever kissing people's ears and I'm like, Willy, ha!
Fuck my life.
I do appreciate a good Aussie kiss, though. It is very nice. It is
on the lips?
Oh, absolutely on the lips.
What's an Aussie kiss?
Oh, what is... is that what an Aussie kiss is?
No, I don't even know what an Aussie kiss is. Just on the cheek. You know what I mean? Like a good little greeting. Like one kiss, like the Spanish way is like two kisses. Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't know what the other person's going for. So if you go for the kiss on the cheek and then they're going for a cuddle and you're kissing their ear and it gets really fucking awkward and I'm okay, it's fine.
How do we feel about shaking hands with people?
I shake hands all the time.
Yeah, I shake hands with
it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Professionally, I'm always shaking hands.
Personally, sometimes I'll meet guys and they'll go to shake my hand and I'm like, I go in and I'm like, I go in for the cuddle. And I'm like,
it's
like
the awkward.
It's like a handshake. We hold hands and then we start cuddling. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, I shook a guy's hand today and he held it so strongly and looked me in the eye so much and he was really cute and I didn't know what to do with myself so I sat in my car and just like.
Oh, you should have just grabbed his hand. You should have just grabbed his hand and put it on your crotch.
There were two other people there.
Just put them on your boob. Put it on your boob. Fuck it.
Just go and sit in your car.
It was quite hot today, like we've mentioned, so I just needed a little time off, you know?
No, but
so what happened?
Getting back to this whole fucking story, just so I can close it off. I was in an Uber after maybe like 20 shots of fucking tequila later on, hours later. Yeah. I'm walking up and down the bus trying to set quarterback like, okay, what are we going to do after? What are we doing? I wanted to hang out with people from the kindness of my own heart, not because there was a good looking blonde girl on the bus. Mm-hmm. That's not my deal. Mm-hmm. However, we walked over to South Melbourne. We had a couple of drinks. And on the Uber from South Melbourne into the city, we went into Garden State. These girls start, now they're loose. And now they're telling me like, oh, really? You? oh, look at, they started imitating me, like, oh, look at me, I'm tan and my name's Jose and I'm Latin and I am tall. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? You guys really think this about
me? Did you become the new prized possession and you hadn't known it yet?
No, because everybody thought I was married.
How did you give that impression on your finger?
Because I have a tattoo on my left-handed finger, and they automatically assumed, like, wait, oh, professional guy, always dressed nice, like, must be married, right? And I'm like, I'm single as fuck right here.
I don't know anything about this tattoo on your finger. What is
what does it say?
It's my ex-wife's initials, and I've just never gotten
God,
to cut it up.
Get that laser off, babe. What are you doing? Are you not ready yet?
No. If a girl actually that I was into said, like, you know what, I want you to take that off, I'd take it off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
However, nobody's ever really asked me.
But do you think
that
it's stopping you from picking up women because they see that on your finger and they automatically assume so they don't approach you?
No, I do the approaching, actually. Oh. So that's not an issue. That's not an issue.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I thought. And like, I'm like, this is the perception that I have at work.
Yeah.
That without even like wanting to, I have this like reputation at work being Mr. High Energy, like ha ha ha.
But why do you think you're like that? That's exactly what you're like.
But no, I am like that. But some of it is a lot of masking too, because I want to be overly positive so that everybody feels good about themselves. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice trait to make sure that I feel like I'm kind of the same as well. I'm always looking after people. I'm actually quite empathetic. And so if I see anyone like that may not be having a good time and stuff, I'm always make more of an effort to make sure that they're having a good time are happy.
You know, exactly. Absolutely. You want to make sure you want to leave people with a feeling of like good within themselves.
And it
you know
was
what
nice
mean?
To hang out with you or they felt better from
Exactly. And they
sometimes
got to know
it gets
me
very
and it was
tiring,
good. Yeah.
Though. I feel like I've done that a very long time and I'm getting to the point where I'm like,
It does. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy making sure everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
I've actually been dubbed and like not to. This is totally not like up myself at all, but people call me like Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Like Mother Teresa of the doof and stuff.
Looking
like when I go to
everyone.
Like festivals and stuff, I'm always like the one to take people to the medical tent or like if I see someone having a shit time, like out of my friendship.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fucking
like,
nice
are you okay?
of you. Yeah.
Do you need like water? What do you need? Like, tell me, baby.
How can
I help
you?
Can I help you?
Talk about fucking misrepresentation, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, because if anybody saw your Instagram, they'd be like, oh,
be like,
what
this
is this?
Girl
who
is
this girl?
Spicy.
What is she all about? Like, what the fuck?
She don't care about anything except for herself.
Okay, can we tell everybody how you two know each other? I want to know the backstory.
Yes.
I want to know everything right now.
Well, we've got mutual friends.
We've just got mutual friends.
Yeah. We don't hang out one-on-one or anything, but we've known each other probably for like 3 years?
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
And we've had probably like 5 dinners in that time, been out a few times together.
Yeah, like, you know, mutual group kind of.
Yeah, been in a few
things.
Group chats.
Yeah, group chats and, you know, like we'll go out for dinner. Yeah, like what you said.
Hot pajama parties?
Really hot pajama parties.
Pajama parties?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Pajama parties?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, should I have said lingerie parties? Like,
that's more like
that's us, yeah. Check us out. Imagine us, a brunette and a blonde.
Oh, my God.
But basically, Mads replied to one of my stories a while ago when I'd uploaded about one of our episodes coming out. She's like, I want to come on. And
I was like, interview me.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. I went away straight away and I was like, you would be so interesting to interview. And the reason I wanted to interview is because I feel like I have very different views to what you are or like very different, not morals.
Just a perspective on things.
As in I'm pretty against the whole cosmetic surgery stuff, but it comes from a place of just wanting everyone to feel okay without having to feel like they have to do
Absolutely.
That. But then you've had work done.
Yeah.
But it's not like I think you're a bad person or anything.
Sure.
But I'm really interested to see, like, I read some articles where people have had heaps of work done and it actually doesn't help their self-esteem because the problem is in their head type of thing.
Sure. I think, you know, that there is always... It's a very difficult topic because on one hand, I'm very like, if you want to do something because for the right reasons, because it makes you happy and you want to do it and it makes you feel more confident in yourself and not for anyone else, you're not doing it to appeal to the general public or someone in particular or whatever, then I'm like, go for it.
Exactly.
And
it's
a way of personal expression, I guess. Yeah. And like, it's kind of like another... thing is like, you know, people dressing how they want to dress or dressing crazy. It's just how it's just their personalities. But when people are going and getting like breast augmentations or BBLs, which is like a Brazilian butt lift and stuff, which is actually very popular in
industry.
I want to.
Just because men will like them more, then I think that's, you know, it's like, oh, this is your body. This is your livelihood. Your whole life and stuff.
From a dude's perspective, I'm super progressive and I'm all about chicks. If you guys want to do like breast augmentations, butt lifts, Botox, like it doesn't matter. Like if that's what makes you feel good, I'm all about it. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, however,
but then also,
where does that line?
To dictate what the right and wrong reason? That's where it gets very blurred. Only they can determine what the right and wrong reasons are for them. So it's kind of like accept people for whoever they are, what they want to do. Realistically, no amount of cosmetic surgery is going to cure any mental things or whatever that you have. So if people are looking, if people are like, oh, this is going to make me happier, realistically it's probably not going to.
When did you start? And how old are you quickly?
I'm 28.
And when did you start getting it? And what was your first thing?
I got filler in my lips. So I started getting my lips done maybe when I was like 23, I would say. And then I started getting onto more like, you know, started my Botox and stuff, and I've had filler in my cheeks, so I've had Botox in my forehead area, crow's feet.
Yeah,
I've had filler in my cheeks to like make them bigger. Yeah, I get my lips done pretty often, obviously.
I didn't notice.
I can't fucking tell.
Really,
like, as a
natural,
dude, I can't fucking tell. Like,
actually,
no, but I don't know. This is just me because I'm stupid as fuck. I don't usually tell when a girl like has like their lips down unless it's completely fucking
really
obvious.
Really,
you know what
really
mean?
Big. And you know what? Some people actually do really love that kind of Barbie doll plastic look. And a lot of girls in my industry, you know, like in the stripper industry or adult entertainment, sex industry, they love that look.
Yeah.
What else do I've also, the probably the most extreme thing that I've done, which is not even that bad, is I've had liposuction on my stomach and then I've had the fat transferred into my lips. So that's called a permanent lip augmentation.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Does it stay forever?
Technically, it does.
Wow.
Yeah, but I still get filler on top of that.
So it kind of
more changes the shape of your lips and then...
I was getting the fat out of my stomach pumped into my lips, my lips would be the size of a fucking basketball because I'd be like, take all my stomach.
I had 4 mils taken out of my stomach and then put into my lips.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but...
When it's put into such a small area like your lips, I think it.
I think
what the doctor told me is your body eats like goes through like half of it. That's why they have to put so much in because kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it'll seep through basically.
Yeah,
it'll go through your system.
So that's why they have to put so much so that there's still a bit remaining.
Yeah,
makes it worth it. But I don't have implants or anything like that. Or I've actually never been put under, what is it, general
not on your
or
lips.
Local
not
anesthetic?
On your lips.
General to go to sleep?
I've never been put under general anesthetic for anything. Even
just
when I had like my wisdom
stuff.
Teeth taken out and stuff, I did it all awake in the chair.
Really? Holy shit. Hold on. Because now I'm super fucking interested about this whole liposuction. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yes.
How does that even happen? Like where?
So I went to just a cosmetic day surgery place and basically it's just like any surgical room. You're in like a chair and there's all these doctors and nurses around you. Yeah. But what they do is they just like numb the whole area with local anesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw like, it's just like any liposuction. So like they have this big tool, like it's like a big long needle.
Yeah.
And they make an entry point, they put it in and then they start like raking it out, like back and forth movements, like a vacuum, like a big vacuum. And it was actually pretty traumatizing. I couldn't feel anything, but I could feel myself.
You were
like
fucking wiggling and jiggling around. You were going back and forth. Yeah.
They get this big, they like process it to like get out everything that's not meant to be there. And then they get a big long needle and they made two entry points in a top lip and my bottom lip. And then they put it all the way through to the end. And kind of like drag it out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Do they take
really
more
weird.
Fat than they need to, though?
Yes.
Like, will you just like take it all?
Yeah. No, they do. They take more than
and
they
did you
need
feel
to,
a
just
good,
in case.
Because I feel like following you on Instagram for the last couple of years, you've definitely slimmed down. Like, would that be that? Not that you were ever fat at all or bigger or
can
anything.
Can we tell our listeners how fucking tiny she is?
Yeah,
like,
right?
She's small.
Like, even when...
No, but, yeah,
that's really nice because yeah. I don't classify myself as, like, really, like, tiny. Like,
you're
I wouldn't say
little.
That I'm tiny.
You're
I know that I have...
You got tits and an ass,
curves.
But you're little.
I have curves. Like, I'm curvy, but... I wouldn't. I mean, I've seen tinier people than me.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Well, you're not five foot
nothing. I'm not like overweight or anything like that.
No, but I feel like you've definitely shrunk since I've known you.
Yeah, and I have. And there's somewhere on my Instagram that I think I posted like last year or the year before. It was like a 6 year or 7 year comparison or whatever. And I slimmed down a lot. But
that's from vegetarian-y.
That had a lot to do with like. You know, like I got out of an abusive relationship. I started being a little bit more active when I started stripping and I also turned vegetarian. So there were a lot of different factors in that. Yeah.
And I think in that period you grow up a lot as well. Like in your 20s, you kind of got your puppy fat coming out of the early 20s and then your body starts changing a bit maybe.
I think so too. Like you kind of grow into your own a bit. I don't know. It's not the same for everyone, but I think that's what happened to me.
I was going to say, going back to before, like the cosmetic stuff, the thing that worries me about it is that like I've got little nieces now and like cousins who are 16, these gorgeous girls, and I hate the idea of them thinking that because there's so many girls on Instagram that you see with the smooth everything, the big lips, I would just hate for them to be sitting there being like, I really wish I looked like that. That's the norm now.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Do you ever think like that as well?
Yeah. I've definitely taken it into consideration. I mean, most of the photos that I post are professional photo shoots, so they always have to be slightly retouched in some way. But I make an effort try not to retouch everything too much.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a shit about like stretch marks and things like that anymore because I'm like, oh, that's so
it's
normal.
Womanly,
like,
whatever.
And like, I'm pretty proud of
Madeline, you're also fucking 28 and you don't have a lot of stretch marks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So come on.
Maybe my photos have been
We'll find out. We'll find out later, I'm sure.
I try not to edit things too much, taking that into consideration because I don't want to give anyone an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah.
And I should. I'm starting to become more accepting of the way that I look. Whereas, like, years and years ago, like in my early 20s, I would try and, like, heavily edit my photos.
I was going to ask
lot
you
more.
That. Yes.
And I've, you know, slowly stopped editing them much as I would.
Is this like a Melbourne thing? Or because I know in Los Angeles, if you live in Los Angeles, everybody has something done. You know what I mean? And when I say everybody, like everybody that like goes out, like is in the scene, like music, movies, TV, like you have something done.
I think things are just becoming more accepting and more readily available as well, that it's nothing to be ashamed of to have. And like Botox is a preventative. Like it actually, if you have it over a long term, because it stops that particular muscle, that area that it's injecting you from moving, you don't get wrinkles in that area.
Mm-hmm. What will you ever stop getting it though? Like, are you going to be an 80-year-old smooth faced little babe?
You can't stop that. I mean, that's always going to happen. Like aging is always going to happen, but I think it's more like these things will help you age more gracefully. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not planning on stopping getting Botox and stuff anytime soon.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a part of me now. It's kind of become a part of my like regular beauty regime.
Get your nails
and stuff.
Done. Get your hair done.
Get my
Botox.
Get my filler and stuff. I'm really happy with the rest of my body. I'm really lucky that I accept the way that my body is and the way that I look. You know, my boobs.
And I mean,
are natural,
you get a lot of
natural.
You get so much work, like with your photography stuff, like your modeling, and you're always looking so curvy in that. I feel
Thank
like you're
you.
A good representation of that. Like you're not this stick thin girl.
And I love that.
Yeah,
I love the
I
way
think
that
it's
I look
great.
And I'm really happy with it. And I think a lot of it has got to do with confidence too. It's like if you're confident in the way that you look, no matter how you look,
that's
really 100%. Shows in the way that you represent yourself. Confidence is everything. Confidence is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I mean, some people can be curvy and have no confidence. Some people can be not so curvy and a bit smaller and have no confidence.
Yeah.
But because when these kind of body stereotypes have confidence, then that's like, whoa, hang on a second, she's really holding herself or like himself, whatever. Confidence is a really big
thing. You have like on your Instagram and like your stories and on your posts, you take, I would assume, a lot of flack because you're a completely different person than you are, like, in real life than you are on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I have had people meet me in real life and they're like, oh, you're so different to what I thought you would be like.
You're very down to earth and just bubbly and lovely.
Yeah, I think I relate that a lot to, and other people that have grown up in the country have been like, have you grown up in the country and stuff? I don't know. I think it's like more of a wholesome mentality when you spend your childhood in the country or growing up in the country, is that you have more of a down to earth mentality than like growing up in the hustle and bustle of the city.
But I think the confusing thing is that, like, you get your tits and ass out on Instagram and you're a complete sex symbol. You're
stereotyped to being
super stereotyped.
Or just stereotyped to being
dumb or ditzy, that kind of thing.
Well, I look at other girls' things like that and I'm just like, oh, put it away. Like, what else have you got to offer? Or, do you know? So even I do that, and I would hope that I'm not too judgmental, but you do scroll sometimes and
you know what? Everyone can be a bit judgmental sometimes. Even I find myself still these days in even the industry that I'm in, and like, it's so open-minded, sometimes I find myself being a little bit judgmental, but I'm very quick to catch myself and I'm like, hang on a second, this is just freedom of expression. This person is just expressing who they are. I don't even know this person. They might be, you know, the loveliest, nicest, most so down-to-earth person in the world, and until I have a conversation with this person,
they have no idea who you are. The lines are really fucking blurred now, because even me, like, I understand, like, I'm fucking 36. I'm an old dude. You know what I mean?
But, 58.
I knew what it was. I knew what it was like before Instagram, before MySpace, before Facebook, before all of that.
Yeah.
And so I remember what it was like, and like, the lines get blurred now, and I can, even me, I'm like, I didn't know what to expect from Madeline. I'm like, I don't know who she is. Like, I'm sure she's different, but talk to me about how people view you, and when they meet you, and when you finally talk to them, like, well, how do they perceive you?
I mean, I'm pretty down to earth. So, like, I can get along with people no matter what wake of life they've come from, you know. Mm-hmm. So I find the common denominator when I'm talking to people, and I can have a conversation with whoever, no matter who you are.
What about women, though? Like, sorry, I totally cut you off.
Like,
women that are... Maybe you're at a party and they're
judging.
Because women judge
other women more than men.
That makes me want to talk to someone a lot more, because if I feel like someone is a bit standoffish towards me, or if they feel like that, you know, I feel like, oh, they don't really want to get to know me, or if I introduce myself to someone and they're not really giving me much, then I want to make more effort with them to be like,
kill them with kindness.
Kind of thing. It doesn't make me want to be like, oh, that person's not being very nice. I'm more like, this person's not being very nice. There must be something holding them back. So I'm going to make more of an effort to prove them wrong than I am actually a nice person.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may not even be me. It may be like a confidence thing or the social anxiety thing.
I would think
it's not be me. I don't know.
90% of the time, it's not you. They're threatened. They've probably got a guy there that they like. The guy's looking at you.
Something that I try and remember and is a really good thing is that if people are not nice to you and you've never done it, if you haven't done anything to offend them or if they don't know you, usually it's a projection of the way that they
their
view themselves and their
own
insecurities. And that's something that you got to remember, is not to take things too personally. Take things personally at all. Don't.
Yeah.
Because if you're being your best self or like your most genuine self, then...
You just have to trust yourself that you haven't...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that you're a good person.
And another thing to remember, I think, is that not everyone is going to like you. Not everyone... Yeah. You're not always going to mesh with everyone.
Fuck that. Everybody's going to like me. No. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, there's a quote from Dieter Von Teese that I really like. It's like, you can be the ripest, juiciest peach, but then there's always going to be someone that doesn't like peaches.
Exactly. So, right.
And that, you know, I remember that quote.
Yeah.
It's a good quote.
That's so true. With like kind of trying to be kind to everyone and everything, do you reckon that often for me, that's what I used to do in my 20s a lot, because I was quite insecure and I just wanted everyone to love me. That's like my main goal, to be the nicest, friendliest person in the room. Were you insecure earlier in your 20s or?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, and I think that's why I've gotten to the level of confidence and stuff now, is because it's kind of like you have to go through that level of insecurity and learn from experiences and stuff as well. Of you know, people not treating you the way that you want to be treated, or someone not liking you and you being like, why does this person not like me? I can't understand it. I'm being the nicest person ever and this person still doesn't like me. But it's just a matter of, like, sometimes you just don't mesh with people. And I found myself being like that with people as well, that people have been really nice to me and I can't understand why I don't necessarily get along with them, or why I don't necessarily mesh very well with them, like in social situations or if we have conversations. I'm like, there's just something about you. I just can't relate.
Yeah.
Just can't relate. That's it.
And that's when you just like to save it.
And you know what? And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, is that they don't get to that point of that's okay.
Yeah.
They want everyone to like them. Yeah. And it's like,
It's hard when somebody doesn't fucking like you. Dude, to me, I'm already to the point where I don't give a shit about what other people think.
Yeah.
But when I can't get somebody to like me or be on my side, it fucking irritates me. And I'm like, damn, like, it all.
Why not? Yeah, I've done everything I can.
I think it's because I've been in that situation where I'm like, I can't find anything to relate to you with, and I don't particularly enjoy your company.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you hate someone.
No,
doesn't
not at
mean
all.
You hate them, but if you not liking someone doesn't necessarily mean that you hate them.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the bottom line of it. You're just not on the same wavelength. You're not on the same path in life, and that's okay.
Why did, just going back to the cosmetic surgery stuff, why did you, do you reckon you did that, why did you do it in the first place? And was it a big step to get there?
It was finding out that it was an option. So doing my research, these things were becoming available. And then I started earning money for me to be able to get it done. Doing your research to say, oh, cool, this is available. There's actually so much stuff out there that I'm still finding out about. Like, there's like something called like a plasma pen or something where they literally shoot like lasers into your certain areas on your skin.
Oh my God.
And it like lifts everything.
Oh,
so it's
like a
facelift, but it's non-invasive. You go into like a cosmetic place and they shoot like little lasers and they make burn and then it heals and it's just like and like everything's just like pushed up in certain places.
Have you ever had anything done? Because you're
Mahan, me?
No,
nothing.
I remember
you are so
naturally beautiful.
I know you're 35 and you don't have a fucking wrinkle on you.
I've got wrinkles.
No, you don't.
I turned 30, I just looked at my face one day in the mirror and I was like, it's all downhill from now. I just saw something change. And now I look back on photos of when I was like 27, 28 and I'm like, I was so pretty and I had no idea. Like, I honestly, I just didn't know. When I was looking at them like a couple of weeks ago with my mum and I was like, Mum, I was bloody gorgeous. She's like, you still are. And I'm like, no, I'm actually not. Like, whatever. No, but that's the whole thing, because like since I was 8 and I started doing acting classes, I used to look up to these females who were acting. And I hated it when they got work done, because I was like, you've got a plastic face now and now it doesn't move and now you can't express. And I remember being in the car with my dad acting class being like, I will never do that to myself ever. And I think I've just stuck to that the whole way through. But I'm not as vocal about it as me. I used to be very much like, no, me, it's bad. But now that I'm like, I've got the like wrinkles and I'm like, see myself on telly and I'm like, but I'm still trying to stick it out. I don't know. But like, look, if I did it, it's for me.
Okay. It just goes back to those things of like, if you're doing it for the right reasons or the wrong reasons kind of thing.
The right reason for me would be if it meant that I'd get more work, which I hate that so much, but it's the truth of
my industry. It's the industry, and sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
That kind of flows into my industry too, that you have to be a certain, you have to have a certain standard of appearance, I guess, in some ways.
Can I make a little confession right now?
Yes, of course.
Have you had Botox? Oh my God, tell me everything you've had your lips done. Stop it.
Dudes usually don't fess up to this kind of shit, but I actually had Botox once.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is 2 years ago.
To be
because
ashamed of.
No. And I was totally like, oh, dude, I had Botox the other day. Like, it was totally fine with me. But yeah, because I noticed a couple of crow's feet and it was a little bit on the vein side. And I got a couple of CCs on my crow's feet.
Yeah.
And so for people that don't know what I look like, I do have these like
the
little
rock.
Slanted eyes a little bit.
Oh yeah, Asian-y you do eyes. Look like the Rock. If you had a shaved head,
let me put my headphones down. Like, yeah. There you go.
There's The Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, so, what's up, Dwayne Johnson?
What's going on? I was trying to remember his name that whole time. Thanks, Mads.
But yeah, no, I had it done. And
did it make
no
you feel better?
No, actually, because my eyes are this shape, all of a sudden I lost my little slant. So I didn't have the almond shape anymore, and it was gone. And all of a sudden, like, it, even with a full 12 hours sleep, I was in Los Angeles, and it looked like my eyes were sunken in.
Oh, wow.
I looked older than what I really was, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You didn't like it.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have the right injectables nurse or something, or maybe they didn't do it properly. I don't know.
No. It took away my crow's feet, so every time I laughed, like, it was completely, like, smooth, but it was because it was like this, it looked like my eyeballs were like completely wide open.
Right. It's so funny because my mentality on the crow's feet thing is like, I'm just like, man, I've laughed a lot in my time and I'm so happy for that. And I'm just like, I'm a big like old silly Billy and I like looking to see that. I mean, sometimes I see photos and like makeup artists will put shine on there and I'm like, don't put shine on there because everyone will see the thingies.
It accentuates that area.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's also like, well, you're meant to age though. That's how I can't get past. I'm like, we're meant to look progressively get older. Yeah. I don't know. It's a tricky one.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm there with you, but I guess like a little thing here and there can help you age a bit more gracefully.
Yeah.
And make you, you know, like there's celebrities and stuff that have way too much plastic surgery. You're like, whoa, you don't even look the same as what you did.
You look like a weird little guy.
Mickey Rourke.
This is too much, man. But like there's other celebrities and stuff. I don't even know.
There's certainly ones like, say, Kate Ritchie, who I love, who's on Nova. She was on Home and Away for a while, for a long, long time. She's Australia's sweetheart. I always like was looking at her and being like, you're like 40 something and you look gorgeous. And I think, do you know what? I think I put it on my story like a year ago being like, what is her secret? Because I think she denies having anything. And I think you replied, you were like, babe, it's called Botox.
Oh, that's like probably.
And I was like,
that's probably when I was like, advocate, sponsor me, Botox. Yeah. Sponsor me.
Okay, but so that's the entertainment industry. Talk to me because you're in the music industry. Yeah. You're a fucking DJ.
DJ Stickburn. DJ Madeline.
Put your hands in the air.
Put your hands in the air. Coachella. What the fuck you doing? Yes. Talk to me about the music industry.
Honestly, I don't know. It's so hard.
Come on, you're like a budding DJ.
Like, what's the question though? Like, what do you want to know?
I want to know everything. Like,
pressure,
I want to know everything.
Pressure of how you look in the industry.
Did you? Okay, hold on. Did you just start DJing, or
I started DJing maybe about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I started out promoting in the nightclub industry. So I was promoting for 161 and Porn & Co, specifically Days Bar Sundays.
Yeah, you were.
And then I...
For our American listeners, these are like after-hours clubs, after 2 a.m. These things will go
or during
like
the
past
day
6 a.m. Yeah, day parties.
But Mads is like a big person in the scene, like not big, like physically big, but like such a dresser-upper. Like every single weekend there's a new costume. And you do your makeup so well. It's so cool. Yes. I love it.
And you know, that was one of the reasons why I started promoting for these places because they paid attention to me and they were like, wow, who is this girl that's coming every week and that's dressing in these amazing costumes and just posting about it on their Instagram. Then, that, you know, as a club owner or someone who runs a night, they pay attention to these kinds of people because it's like promotion and they're like, promote for us all the time, please.
Yeah.
So that's how I started getting these jobs. And then doing that, you meet other promoters, you meet other people that run nights and you meet all the DJs. Yeah, come to my night.
Come to my nightclubs.
Mention then, my name on the guest list.
$20 off if you bring 20 honey sweaty babies with you. Bring your sister wives on that. I'll give you a free line of Coke.
They're all Arab.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know why we were doing that accent.
I feel racist. Do you feel pressure to party while you're there? Like, is it like, because I know that you promote and you often go and dance with your fans and stuff or.
Totally.
Like, do you then.
Absolutely. I feel pressured. And I'm still, after so many years now of being in the nightlife industry and promoting and DJing and stuff, trying to know where my line is and where my limit is. Like,
which
line?
which white line are we talking about? Which white line are we talking about?
I mean, like, know where the line is of knowing when your limit is to, like, it's all right to have, you know, like a drink here and there, double in the party a little bit here and there and stuff. But knowing when it's too much.
Let's break this fucking can wide open right here, right fucking now. So, okay, so as an American coming from San Diego, I felt like cocaine was a rich person's drug. Everybody else kind of did Molly or did weed, and it wasn't like a big deal because you would do it sporadically. However, when I got to Melbourne, holy fuck, it is all about the bag. It's all about the Molly. Mm. Like, dude, the scene.
And the ketamine.
Like,
Melbourne is ketamine.
Yeah, people totally love the junk, man.
How prevalent is it with your circles that you run with?
You would be surprised at how many people do cocaine, ketamine,
on the fucking regular. You
know, even just like businessmen, people that run companies, yes, CEOs. Seriously.
I've got a friend who works for this guy, and she's his, I don't know what they do, whatever, doesn't really matter, but she's like, Mahlia, he keeps making me do coke. And I'm like, can you not say no? And she's like, I don't think I can. She's like, we do it so many times through the week. And I'm like,
it's just around.
I can't be good for you. Like, you'll be just feeling the next day.
You need to have a on-off button.
Yeah. Right. Well, especially you, because you'd be working, like you said to me just before, you're working tonight at midnight. Like, imagine if you were just like...
No, that,
you're
that
going
is,
till 6 a.m. though,
that is
like,
literally
sometimes.
In and out for me when I go and do my show.
Do you want to tell the world what you're doing? Not the world.
Everyone's listening in the world, guys.
I'll be doing a show tonight at Kittens, In and Out.
Tell us.
With one of my friends, Ashton Avenue. We will be doing a duo show. So that's one of my professions. I'm a show
Luke,
girl.
We're going,
so,
by the way, just FYI.
No worries.
Yeah, if you want to come tonight, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
I'll call up my girlfriend. Night.
Do you want to say what you do in the show?
So we do like, it's like a little duo show with, it's a little bit of lesbian action.
Love it.
I don't want to go into too much detail because you have to come in to
and
find out exactly.
Big fucking tease right here. Big tease. Oh,
I know what it is. I can't give it all away.
Is it a Kittens? Everyone. Is it a Kittens?
It's a Kittens. Yes.
Yeah, Kittens.
So it's like a 10 to 12 minute show we do.
Love that.
10 Not to 12. Every Wednesday night.
So specific.
Yeah. No. It's like a 10 to 12 minute. Yeah, about that. Yeah. Yeah, depending on the time.
Not 11.
Yeah.
No, 10 to 12.
Only like 10. Yeah, it's about a dollar.
I'll call up my girlfriend and let her know that I'm coming home late tonight.
Invite your girlfriend along. Why not?
Yeah, she might join in. Yeah. She's like, only 12 minutes,
why not,
of course.
Baby, why
I
not?
Got that much time.
No, is there pressure, you think, like, because you're a stripper and because you're like in this huge nightlife music scene, do you find that the drug scene and the cocaine is so like readily available that you have to do it, or like your friends are like always tempted and saying like, okay, let's go into the fucking bathroom and let's have a little bump?
Yeah, definitely. I think if I'm working at like a topless waitressing job or whatever, these private parties, bucks parties, whatever celebration it is where you're doing topless waitressing or lingerie waitressing, if you don't get amongst it, if you don't drink, if you don't, get amongst the drugs and stuff, then you're seen as boring.
Yes.
Or like, you know, they're like, oh my God, let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
Who is this girl that's not getting amongst it? And then they don't give you as much money. They don't tip you. They don't extend you longer for the time that you've already been booked for and stuff. So you do kind of have to get around it. It's just up to you to be able to recognize your limits and like when too much is too much. Because it's really sad, I do see some girls going a bit over their limits and they get drunk and they're rolling around on the floor. And like my excuse is I'm like, I can't do too much because nobody likes a drunk stripper rolling around on the floor. I'm of no use to anyone. Yeah. Like, what am I meant? I can't do anything if I'm too intoxicated.
Can't fucking make money on the floor, baby.
I had this story from last year. My friend who's a little, not full straighty 180, but she messaged me. She's like, look, this guy's contacted me on Facebook randomly and he said that he's coming down for a bucks party with 20 of his mates. They've got a Airbnb in Port Melbourne. They're all like Marines and stuff. Would you and like maybe two other girlfriends want to come, wear a cute little outfit, serve us drinks, we'll pay you $100 each an hour, we'll book you for six. And she was like, Mahalia, do you want to do this? And I was just like, I need to talk to this guy first. Like, I'm not going to someone's house. I don't know if it's not through an agency.
Okay.
I was like, we need to be careful through this. Like, I don't know who these guys are. Anyway, we get in a group chat and he's like, so I need you girls to be okay with doing coke.
Oh.
And I was just like, that's okay. I'm happy to have a drink, but like, I'm okay.
You can do
with,
cook off my bum.
But I was just like, how dare you just expect me to like have to do that? But then I was like, oh no, he's probably not going to hire us if he doesn't think we're going to do it. And I'm like, well, you know what? We're always out for a party. Me and the girl were in another group chat being like, I'm not doing it with them because it could be anything. I don't know who these people are. I'm like just not comfortable with this. She's like, I'm 100% not comfortable doing it. And we're both just like, yeah, I don't want to do it. I just want to get my money and get the fuck out of there. So we went back to him. We were both just kind of playing along, but I think he definitely lost interest after we were a bit like, so I totally get what you're saying by that.
So you didn't do it?
No, no way.
It started feeling
really dodgy and I was just I don't have to go somewhere and be forced to drink or forced to do drugs. Like
I'll do that on my own time.
You're never forced. Like they'll never be like, you have to do it or get the fuck out. It's more so just like an expectancy
keeping up appearances.
Thing if they do. But if it isn't specified that they want you to party with them, then it's like, They can't be like...
No.
You know, they can't say anything about
but
it.
But then they're wasting their coke on you anyway.
At the same time, they can't make you do anything anyway. They've paid you for the amount of time that you're working. You're doing your job. You're doing your topless waitressing. you can have a drink with them, whatever. Sometimes I don't even drink. Sometimes I won't do anything.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes I'll drive to drinks.
Yeah. You're just literally going to get your cash and get
home. And do my job by topless waitressing and then I'll leave.
Do they ever find you on Instagram? Or like when people hit you up on Instagram because of your pictures, of your videos, sometimes, like what happens?
Sometimes they do. Because like my name is just like my Instagram name is just Madeline and that's the name that I use for everything, so that they might just look up my name Madeline and they'll find me there. But I don't technically, unless it's a job that I like a party that I've booked myself through my own clients, I'm not allowed to give out any social media things or my number or anything, because that's technically like stealing clients. So if you give your number out to someone and another girl is or an agency has booked that job for you, now you've got that contact with that client.
Yeah.
So that's grounds for blacklisting. So you can be blacklisting.
Yeah, because you're stealing business.
Stealing clients. Yep. That's what it is. And it is a business at the end of the
that
day.
That happens like, when I nanny for this nannying company. I mean, it's a little different, guys, but
that's like
opposite end of the spectrum.
I mean, I'm not naked, but you know.
You could get
nude. If you want to, like nude nannying, is that a new business prospect?
Anybody needs some milk out of these titties?
Oh, shit.
Dude, now you're going to have so many dudes. They'll be like, I need a nude nanny.
Shit.
Actually, that's not a bad fucking idea,
Like, nude nanny. Nude cleaners is a thing. You can get paid to do, nude cleaning. So you can clean a guy's apartment or, you know, whatever, and he'll just be in the apartment and you just be nude and stuff and be cleaning
anybody
it.
That's listening, I'm a great cleaner. Yeah. I'm Mexican, so I can clean. It's in my fucking genes, you know what I mean?
I love that. Yes. I'd hire you. Hook me up.
Yes. Cleaning your apartment. Completely clothed.
I wanted to ask you just really quickly, what are your hopes and dreams for the future?
Well, I have so many different job roles at the moment, I guess. So I do like my topless waitressing, my stripping, my showgirl stuff. That all kind of is lumped into one category. And then I do my DJing.
Yeah.
I want to go further with that. I don't know if I want to go into like producing my own music or if I want to like start featuring over the top of tracks or things, because I, you know, I want to start like maybe doing a bit more of a vocal thing over the top of other people's tracks.
Yeah.
I have been in discussion with certain people about doing that in the new year, so I'm going to see where that goes. And then what else do I do? So, yeah, I do my dancing, like my event dancing.
Yeah.
So with my silk fan.
Oh, yeah, because you're always at festivals.
Festival dancing. Good. So you like get dressed up in costumes with the silk fans and the wings and all these extravagant costumes and stuff and dancing on podiums or next to the DJ booth.
Yeah.
So I do that with a group of girls. And then during the week I do my social media assistant stuff.
You actually have a 9-to-5-y type of job?
Sort of, yeah. It's not really like 9-to-5, but it's like Monday to Saturday where I help run social media accounts for businesses. I'll post
on
there.
See, this is what I'm fucking talking about. You literally are a fucking woman with many talents.
Yeah, so like, I like to describe myself as like careers Barbie, because you know how Barbie is like an astronaut and then she's like a vet and then she has all these different careers.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's a lot of fun. But I'm definitely not suited to the kind of life where I just do like Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 office job. I've done that and it was so depressing for me and I was like, it was one of the worst times of my life. It's not my personality. I need to have so like a few different things going at once to keep me.
I'm exactly the same.
Keep me interested to keep me going.
Then you never get bored. You go in twice a week max and then you do a new thing
and then
the
you
next
do
day.
Something else. Yeah. Exactly. I have to do that. Otherwise I just suffer and I can't do that. So
get Debbie Depresso.
I guess I have no intention of stopping what I'm doing in the ways of the adult entertainment industry anytime soon. I actually think that I'm kind of in my prime at the moment and I'm getting a lot more work.
Yeah, you are.
Show us your titties.
Anytime. She's shaking them out at us.
You got to tip me, guys. You got to tip me.
Luke, pull out the dollar bills. Pull out the fucking 20s, baby. Yeah. 20s.
Woo-woo.
Take my card. Pull out 50s.
I also, with my DJing and stuff, I guess I want to keep doing that a lot more in the new year. And
about say 20 years from now?
It's really hard because like you never know. Like I'm not sure if I can still be doing like my stripping or my adult that's entertainment why I'm,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. At some point your beauty probably will not fade, but it'll take you a certain way and then you have to do something else, right?
Yeah. I haven't really looked that far in advance, but I feel like that's okay and I accept that I haven't planned that far in advance.
Yeah.
But maybe because like even
you never know what
even
might come.
5-10 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be DJing. I would have never thought that I would be doing social media assistant stuff. So it's so interesting how things can change so quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start running my own social media business where I'll start producing or something with my DJ stuff and then I'll be touring internationally.
Yeah.
Who knows with the way things are going, but I think that my life is going in the right path. And 10 years ago, my life is so much better than what it was then.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I trust the process kind of thing.
That's so cool.
I'm going.
Oh, what an angel.
Yay, I love this chick.
I'm just trusting the process.
Yeah,
I'm trusting the
universe.
I'm going the right way now and I am getting happier and happier with the direction that I'm taking. So I'm like, everything's going
And you're
great.
Open to things that could happen and you've got your finger in so many little Barbie pies that anything could bloody happen.
Anything can go.
Barbie pies.
I love that.
I love that. Yes.
That should be the name of the episode. Episode
Barbie
5.
Pies.
Barbie pies. But I actually really like that for anyone listening just to be like, everyone's got their own shit going on and like your Instagram looks so different to how you're sounding here and it's a really good reminder of for everyone to not be so bloody judgmental and just to let people do what the fuck they want.
Yeah, if it's not affecting anyone else, if it's not hurting anyone, if no one is being offended, if no one is being hurt, let people express themselves.
Exactly.
Let people live the life that they want to live because realistically we only get one life. And
YOLO, as they say in the biz.
You only live once.
Shit's
literally.
Fucking real. Shit's real. Madeline, I'm a fucking fan.
Me too.
I didn't know what to expect, but seriously, like, big round of applause.
I don't think I knew what to expect
amazing.
Either.
Thank
it was
you.
So nice having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a good time with you guys.
Oh, dude,
is that
anytime.
The beer talking, the parrot beer talking?
I'm 2 pints down, everyone listening.
We all had to have a quick break because Hose was going to piss his little hose.
Nobody's supposed to know. However, before you even got here, Mahalia and I downed I downed like 3 Aperol spritz. And
I said
you downed
I wasn't
like
drinking
2?
And you came back with 3 and I was like, okay, well, I'll have one of those. And then I felt guilty for drinking your drink and I had anxiety. So I went to the bar and got us 2 and then I got another one.
We got problems. We all got problems, baby.
I guess that's it.
God. Thank you so much for coming.
I was going to say for the world, but I meant just the year.
Just for the year. We'll be back.
Next decade.
Good old fucking dad joke.
Thank you everyone so much for listening to our episodes. We hope you enjoy this. Have a great Christmas. Don't be sad.
Today was the 18th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Today's the 18th.
It's become a date Nazi,
hopefully,
guys.
Hopefully Luke will get on his fucking horse and actually like engineer the shit out of this episode.
You can do it.
And we'll drop it in the next couple of days and we'll pump the hell out of it over the Christmas break.
Luke,
do you want to
just for that?
Yeah, I knew you were going to pipe up.
This would be a Christmas 2020 episode.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I'm going to be a grandma by then.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to be married by then. There, I've said it. Drop the bomb.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right. Happy 2020.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. We love you, and we'll be back in the next, I don't know, for our play within the first 2 weeks of January. Oh,
fuck, pressure's on. Yeah,
pressure's right. on. Yeah, yeah, pressure's yeah, on. Yeah, pressure's yeah, on. Yeah.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Show us your tits. And when I get that feeling.